So now we're going to take up a bit of a complex case, okay? This is where mezuzah, now we get to like level two now, where mezuzah gets this much harder, because there's a lot of variables, okay? A lot of variables. Yeah, there's levels, more levels on top of that. Yeah. Levels. What do you call it? All right, so I even gave you guys pictures. We still want to go through the sources and then trying to find the stuff. It's not easy. This isn't easy. Okay, so take away. Vamarava. Okay, so again, what are Piskei Shimai? You're supposed to, right, you're supposed to, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, use the terminology, we don't know. We're unsure, okay. So my Piskei Shimai.
Right. Pligi bar Rav, Rikhumei de Abba Yossi. Haramar, Dalit Lihu.
Right, we're saying, so Rav Rikhumei argues with Abba Yossi. Okay, okay. So Haramar.
Haramar, Dalit Lihu Tikra.
Okay, so at least we know one of the words, which is tikra, which means roof. That's the one word that we're definitely clear about. Tikra means roof. Okay. By the way, so what are these things? Okay, and now you have to remember, in approaching this, keep in mind, pligiba, right, would imply what? Okay, again, Rava says they're pater from mezuzah. Okay, now the question is, what are these things that are pater from mezuzah? Right, and remember, if you're going to hold according to, let's say Rav Rechumei, we'll say Rav Rechumei holds A, and Abba Yossi holds B. Okay, okay. If you hold A, right, that means the other side holds that within A, one side holds as pater, and the other side says no, it's chayev. There's the other side. B would say back to A, in your case, I hold it's chayev. Okay, and then B is going to say, in his case, right, where he holds it's pater, A is going to say to B, in your case, I hold it's chayev. So meaning we have a machlokas. We're going to have a machlokas now in each case. Pater and Chayav. That's what makes it so much fun to define. Okay, each one requires its own svara. Yes, on the sheet. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's look at Piskei Shimai. Okay, where he says Pesachim. Guys, Pesachim. Yeah, keep going. Lishna Akrina. The Lishna Akrina, the second one. Pesachim. Okay, so the openings are Mikulka, which is a funny lashon to use, but they're what? They're like. Yeah, so shik, right, and look what he says in the next Rashi.
Right, so one sort of enters and the other one is...
Right, so it's jagged, right? The ein zut source Pesach. Rashi's giving away this, I mean, not the svar, but Rashi's already telling you what's the problem there. Well, he didn't say that, it's an opening. It doesn't have what, though?
It's
in surah of the opening, right, it's an opening. Can I walk in and out of there?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you can't say it's not an opening. Okay.
So it's not, but
there's no question asked right now. How's your question?
Why doesn't Rashi say that?
Dalit to the Tikra.
Perish.
Makom Shapetach Shokev Sham Milamala Eno Shave Ella Ha'avanim Min Hakipa Evan Mechaset Devin Yotzi. Right, so he says the same thing as Rashi.
No.
At least.
No, not here. Now he's talking about the top in Sior Hay. He's saying the mashkof. Remember the word over there is shokef, right?
Yeah.
The mashkof is what's jagged, okay? So he's saying that's the first case. The mashkof is jagged. Keep going.
That's
tikra. Tikra means roof. Yeah. The mashkof, see your hay. Jagged. Okay. Whereas the other case, shikufe, she ain't shamazuzas, elavon and bul. That's funny how he says it. There are no doorposts there. Rather, what? The stones, right?
Right.
Are sticking out, okay? Like the teeth of a wall. Okay. Shini Choma, teeth of a wall. Okay. So let's take this version. This is the easy one. Kanar, do you need me to draw this on the board for you again? Just to reiterate, okay? So in one way of learning, where there's no tikra, what does that mean? It means that it's a jagged mashkof, right? So when I have a jagged mashkof, so now you have machlokas. One side says pater. One side says chayev in mezuzah. And then the other way of learning is that the wall, the mezuzos are jagged. The doorpost is jagged. And there you have a machlokas also. Chayev mezuzah, a patar from mezuzah.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's do this. Okay, let's take a look for a second. Let's look at this in a more general way, okay? Sean, to your credit, I like the fact you swung for the fences. You didn't have to go this way. You could try to work it in with each case. But I happen to agree that ultimately, if you have kind of an understanding of what these issues are, it makes defining it much easier. Okay, all right. So let's look at this for a second. Let's look at the mashkof, okay, versus the mezuzos. Okay, so On the one hand, right, I could say the Mashko, forget Jagged for a second. Let's put aside why Jagged is an issue, okay? Let's just get into the sense of which one, in a sense, is more critical in the definition of mezuzah. Because whatever the psul or patur is of Jagged, we'll get to that. The main question is, which aspect of the door frame is the more critical one, okay? Okay, so on the one hand, you could say that, well, let's look at what this does. What does the Mashkof do? Okay?
It turns the pass throughway into a doorway.
Right. How? How does
By
it do that?
Separating it from walls.
Okay. Well, I'd say more than
By
that.
Connecting the mezuzah.
Exactly. Whereas I'd say by connecting these mezuzahs together, now I can say I have a pathway to walk through. Right? Otherwise, I just have two parallel, beams.
You have an alleyway.
Right, exactly. So what the Mashkof does is the Mashkof is the Mitzarev. So since it's the Mitzarev, since it joins together the two mezuzos, right, that would be, that's the essential or the more critical thing to define the doorway. Or the other possibility is, no, really, what's the purpose of this?
Just to be supported by the... the ultimate thing is mezuzah can't support a thing without the beam across, but it can't be a beam across without things pulling it up. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Good. So since these mezuzahs are supporting the beam, right? They need this. This needs this to survive, so to speak. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you can argue
it's formal.
Right. I agree. Yes. I think that's the underlying issue that they're struggling with. In other words, the underlying issue is going to be, what do we look at? Which is, it's a fascinating question, which aspect of this is more critical? Okay.
Are we trying to imply that doorway has two parts?
Let's take what Gersi was presenting. But I think there's some truth to that. Okay. Let's understand what's going on over here. Okay. Well,
that's a really good question.
Well, you could say this. You could say, let's say the mezuzahs come off the tikra. Okay. They're coming off, coming off the mashkov. They come off of it, okay?
Right, then only the top one is.
Right,
Or none of them are, because a mezuzah needs to touch the ground at the mashkof.
Okay. You could say there's a reality of mezuzah here.
Yeah.
No, there's some reality. If you look at each brick, right? If you look at each brick that's extending back and forth, there's lack of uniformity that's expressed here. You regard each brick as its own, so to speak, entity of mezuzah. But then I would argue the psul, I'd say the psul is in the tziruf between... In other words, there has to be a complete tziruf between mezuzah and mashkof. And now what's happening is you have a mezuzah underneath another mezuzah underneath a mashkof. And that would be a problem. Raji says lacking source of Pesach. I think that's what he means. He means that I can walk in there. The problem is that it has to be one mezuzah, two mashkof. Right? One entity mezuzah. That's a better way to put it. There's no unit of mezuzah. It doesn't exist anymore with that. Okay?
The reason why you want to go straight down.
So let's say you say that. So you'd have to say that the case, the Mashkov guy is going to say the same thing. The Mashkov guy is going to say is that I don't have a discrete Mashkov. Right? I have the beginning of Mashkov here, then I have, so to speak, brick Mashkov. That's not a Mashkov anymore. Okay? Okay. So now the question is that now. Right. Okay. So let's assume we all agree. If we all agree that the issue is a lack of unit, meaning if I have these alternating bricks, whether it be on the mezuzah, meaning I have multiple, so to speak, entities, which means I have no entity, or whether it's on the top, which means I have multiple mashkofs, which means I have no mashkof, either way you go. So then the question is, then let's go back now, using these two issues. One issue is what Sean's issue was, which is, which one's a critical one? And then this issue of being the nature of the patur, let's put it all together. Does that therefore mean it would seem like the machlokas is, okay, or going back to what Darius said before, would there ever be a case where it's jagged mezuzos and jagged mashkof that anyone would say it's okay? Exactly. You'd have to say that based on what we're learning. You'd have to say it's impossible. Let's put it in a more simple way, meaning jagged is a universal problem. Everyone agrees jagged is that which...
Everyone agrees, or do you think the...
Well, yeah, because
Okay, now, do you think the arguers...
This is a methodology comment. In order to make this... It's funny, because to make this simpler, it requires us, which Grossi picked up on, to make more of a universal machlokas. Mm-hmm. But I think it's easier that way. In other words, I'd rather go with a universal machlokas about which one's the critical issue, the mashko versus the mezuzah, and then jagged becomes a universal psul, then start getting into within the particulars of each one. Because then it's like, what would push one side to say one over the other?
Well, can we try it?
What's the other way Rashi learns? Not jagged. What's the other way that Rashi learns?
There is no roof.
Right. So Toso says, he says, the less like Tikra, okay? Shana bias Makura. Right? Amazing. So what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds that, what do I have in version one?
You have no roof, or you don't have a proper roof bar.
Well, what does it mean I have no Tikra? What does that mean? What's Rashi talking about?
It's wall, and there is no roof.
The house has no roof.
The house has no roof.
Yeah, you have the door frame.
Okay.
There's no roof.
Okay, so you have like a standing door frame, right? You have walls. There's another version of Rashi. Hey, guys, there's another version of Rashi. One version of Rashi is what Gersley drew, which is that, which one is it? Yeah, okay. There's no roof, right? There's a doorway, a doorpost, and a mashka for no roof. The other way to learn, right, is that I have two mezuzahs, right? Okay, I have two mezuzahs, walls, okay? No mashkof, right? And then you declare set behind the mezuzahs, the roof starts. Okay, you understand? In other words, there's a space. Yeah, there's. I have parallel mezuzahs, right? Walls, right? I have a roof, but there's a gap between the end of the roof, right, and the door posts. So there's no mashkof there. But if I looked in a little further, right, there's, so to speak, the mashkof. I'm not defining it, but it's almost as if the mashkof starts later on. It's not connected to the mezuzahs. So Darius is very upset about something because Darius wants to know. Toso says, how could Rashi learn the cases that there's no roof, right? Because that would be no different than a chatzar, right? So of course we're going to have to ask two questions. A, what's Rashi's idea? Why would this home that doesn't have a roof require mezuzah? And how would he respond to the chatzar? Darius? How would Rashi respond to it? Whereas Rashi must learn that the case where there's no roof, right? I have a door frame, but no roof, right? Somebody's going to hold that even though there's no roof, that would be an issue of mezuzah, but a chatzar for sure wouldn't require mezuzah. So it's interesting. I didn't put it in terms of rather than put it in terms of bias and chatzar, I think the difference is that a chatzar is like a public area, right? And a bias we'll call it a private makom. No, when I say public, I don't mean like lots of people walking in. I'm saying there's no privacy. Chatzar is open, all right? It's open, all right? So a chatzar is open to everybody. Well, again, I don't mean like anybody can come in, but it's an open area. That makes it public, okay? Hey, guys, where's a house is a private makom. And what makes it private? The roof, okay? But what do we see? Because it's the definition of what makes it a house.
Yeah, but if I have a chatzar without a roof.
So that being the case, so maybe we can say this. Maybe we can say that by the bias, right, that as long as the house, right, has a roof, right? So what Rashi would say is that there's a difference between a chatzar, right, which is an area that, like you're saying, Shua, by definition is one that's always public. Again, public meaning exposed, right? Whereas by the house, and this is the important thing, it's interesting about the house, right, what you could argue is that when you remove the roof, right, from the house, that doesn't mean that now it's reverting back to a makom of chatzar.
Right.
It's not that chatzar and bias are like, what do you call it? What's the word I'm looking for?
Bias is not a chatzar with the...
Yeah. Right, exactly. You can't, right. They're two completely phenomena. So what I have in front of me, so I have a roofless house, okay?
I have a roofless house without a roof and a chatzar.
That's a good question. That sounds logistical.
There's a window or something.
Yeah, whatever. Right. How the guy builds it, I don't know. Chatzars usually have fences and walls. And, I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. The floor.
Yeah, sure. Whatever it might be. Right. But that means there's a qualitative difference between the two. Right. So Tosos must not hold that way. Tosos will hold that there is no what do you call it that it's a quantitative difference, right? And that roofless houses, right? They don't. They what do you call it, that? Once I remove the roof from the house, what is it? What is it ultimately? It's a chatzar, right? So that's really the question. The question is, I didn't put it in terms of doorways. I think it's more in terms of what the nature of the makom is. But it's the same idea. Okay. That's Rashi. That's one version of Rashi. What about the other way of learning Rashi, which is that this is really weird. But I have a doorpost, right? Great. I have a doorpost, okay, and I have a doorpost. And the room, right, I don't have a mashkov. There's no mashkov connecting the mezuzos, right? But the roof, right, starts, let's say, a foot back of the doorpost. So there's a mashkov, so to speak, there. So you got to think three-dimensionally. Well, okay, there's something there. There's a roof. So what do you say over there? What about that case? It could be, how do you look at an entranceway? Okay? So there's two ways you could look at the entranceway. Okay? You can look at an entranceway, okay? Meaning entranceway, meaning that which I go in and out of my house. You could hold that is a discrete makom, okay? Meaning I have something called an entranceway, which is comprised of doorpost and mashkov, right? And that's actually separate from my room. So now what do I have here? I have a defective entranceway because I don't have a mashkov on top. If I look at it as being separate, meaning I have my entranceway is lacking a mashkov. The other way is to say that, no, you know what an entranceway is?
It's just a portal to transport. It's not a mashkov.
No.
It's like a thing that takes...
It's an adjunct to the room.
Right.
It's an adjunct to the room, right? You can even argue if you want to. You can even argue it's like, if from the room standpoint, if you're asking the room, it's like the end of the room, right?
Why can't you say it's an adjunct?
No, if you say it's an adjunct to the room, then you could say what Darius is saying by saying this delayed mashkov idea, right? Your two-dimensional thing would make sense if you say that the entranceway is really just a part of the room, right?
Yes.
So if you said that, if it's an adjunct to the room, then you can have an idea of a displaced mashkov, so to speak, from the mezuzah, because it's not really displaced.